This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that people convicted of terrorism offenses should not be allowed out of prison early. As Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports, Johnson's statement came after it was revealed the London Bridge attacker Usman Khan was released from jail last year before the end of his sentence.
Johnson made his comments while visiting the scene of Friday's attack with Home Secretary Priti Patel and emergency workers.
I've said for a long time now that I think the practice of automatic early release, where you cut a sentence in half and let really serious violent offenders out early, simply isn't working. And I think you've had some very good evidence of how that isn't working, I'm afraid, with this case.
Khan was wrestled to the ground by bystanders and then shot dead by police. A man and a woman were also killed in the attack.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. Dutch police on Saturday said they had arrested a 35-year-old man suspected of stabbing three young people on a street in the center of The Hague late Friday. Police said the suspect, described as having no fixed address, was brought to a police station for questioning. The three people injured, two 15-year-old girls and a 13-year-old boy, were all discharged from the hospital late Friday evening. The search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in Albania has ended, Prime Minister Edi Rama said Saturday. In all, 51 people died, including seven children. 900 were injured. More than 5,000 people are without shelter, and 1,200 buildings were destroyed in the 6.4 magnitude quake and the aftershocks that followed earlier this week. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two protesters were killed and 26 others wounded in Iraq in continued unrest, even after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Afrar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Security and hospital officials said a further two protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf in southern Iraq. Anti-government protests have gripped Iraq since October 1st, when thousands took to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite south. Hundreds of mature activists joined young protesters for a unity rally at a Hong Kong park on Saturday, vowing their months-long movement will not fade away until there is greater democracy in the Chinese territory. The rally was among several peaceful gatherings by protesters this week to keep pressure on the government amid a lull in violence following a local election victory by the pro-democracy bloc and U.S. support for their cause. The United Auto Workers Union says it has reached a tentative deal with Fiat Chrysler. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
A person briefed on the matter says the agreement includes a ratification bonus of $9,000, along with a promise not to close any assembly factories for the next 4 years, and a commitment to keep making vehicles at a plant in Belvidere, Illinois. Top union leaders still have to approve the deal, as do factory-level officials who are likely to gather next week to vote on it. Then it must be ratified by Fiat Chrysler Automobile's 47,000 union workers. Fiat Chrysler is the last company to settle on a contract with the union. GM settled at the end of October and Ford in mid-November. I'm Ben Thomas.
An anti-police slur printed on a Starbucks coffee cup has created some controversy in Oklahoma. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It happened on Thanksgiving in Glenpool, Oklahoma, where the police chief in nearby Kiefer says an officer made a coffee run for his colleagues. The name that was printed on the labels on the cups was Pig. Kiefer's police chief contacted the Starbucks store and used social media to complain about the lack of respect for a policeman protecting the community instead of being home with his family on a holiday. Starbucks apologized for the worker's poor judgment and offensive language and agrees to use this incident to promote greater civility in the community, including an event that will bring baristas and law enforcement officers together. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.